Yeah. testing. Hi, how are you? What's up, man?
Keep cooly cool, boy.
I had the goofiest thing. What if Sadler, Dr. Jim Sadler, sang the song Cool from West Side Story? I know many of you are too young to know the song, but believe me, it's like, I think it's at the beginning of the play where the gang is all assembled in a garage or some shit, and they're, oh, I don't know what it is. No, it's at the end. I think it's after one of the guys gets killed, after one of the sharks gets killed, and the jets go off, and they have to be cool. They can't flip their lid. They're being counseled by their main dude, second in command, Rip, I think is his name. He says, you got to be cool. And so they begin to sing this song. Cool, cool. Now, let me see if I can find this motherfucker. Just Sadler. Sadler singing, he's got to keep his cool while people make fun of his lisp, how fucked up a doctor he is. Like he doesn't know the right terminology.
Pretty funny for you, isn't it, Mr. Henry?
I beg your pardon?
I noticed that you're having your laughs, which is fine. I don't mind you have a laugh or two. You know, I got a song here that I've prepared. Now, Jim called me. Did I have to get clearance from you or something?
Yes, you had to get clear. I sing the songs on this here show.
Margaret. All right, here's one thing that I got to do today is, Dean Wheeler, Sounds of Gardening.
Keep cooly cool, boy. Don't flip out.
just the idea of some of this shit just cracks me up, that's all. All right. I had a great interview today with an agent. A new voiceover agent that I have, and they actually listened to the show. She asked me in depth to describe General Shaw. Okay, what are we doing here, man? Gardening is what I need, man. You know, you dig me? Gardening, Jack. Gardening. Not garden sounds, gardening. Could be lawnmower.
Yeah? You can laugh, Phil, if you want. I can hang the phone up.
You're not supposed to hang the phone up. Part of our deal is that, you know...
Part of our deal?
Part of the deal is you can prove it.
Okay, here I am. I'm pushing a lawnmower across this... idiotic expand. Who are these two dogs?
Don't you make fun of those dogs. Those are my two Dobermans.
Jesus, they almost ripped the hell out of me. They came running at me. And,
Hey, Dean?
Wait, hold on. Yeah?
You can't hear me?
No, I just had the headphones on. I'm listening to soothing music.
What song are you listening to?
I'm listening to Cool off of West Side Story. I'm trying to keep my cool. Cool, cool, crazy cool. Stay cooly cool, boy.
That was nice. That was, you know, all well and good. How do you keep the goddamn thing looping? That's what I want. That's what I need. There's one here. How to mow using... What?
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Greg the Gardener.
Yeah,
the channel
right.
Where I show you quick, simple, and easy solutions to problems that you might find around your own garden. Now, today, my client asked me to mow this patch of lawn. Normally, I always carry my lawnmower with me, but today I forgot it. So, what can I do?
Well,
I'll show you what I can do, and I'll be showing you by using the ultimate tool out of all my tools.
Your dick.
This, in my opinion, is the ultimate tool that everyone should have in their garden. It's a whippersnipper or a weed whacker.
A weed whacker?
This brand, Shindaiwa, is a professional brand, and it's a really good one. I've had this one for about 3 years now, and never had a problem with it. But you don't need to spend the big bucks. Any whippersnipper will do fine for this job.
Whippersnipper is what they call it in Aussie land, man, huh?
Man, you can't stand in Aussie land. You got a whole different bunch of shit that you call shit from the shit we call it.
Branches or whatever. Because when this whippersnipper is going, it is really traveling and it will flick stuff around and smash windows. So you might want to try and get rid of all the rocks as well. Bit of a gum tree.
Oop. This is if you forgot your lawnmower, dude. How does that happen?
Have to find that one later. Okay, right, well, so wait. I picked up all the...
Lawn mowing tips. Let me tell you something, man. I mowed more lawns as a kid. I don't need... Let's see here. What is the time... what are we doing? 7 minutes in? Love, love, love. Now, I want to go here, and I want to go here, and I want to go to a new window, and I want to go to here, and I want to go to here. Just because it says royalty free. That's 4 minutes, too. I love it. I think we'll use that. Remember when I got married, Maria spent hours and hours watching the videotape of our wedding ceremony. And I thought it was a chick thing, you know, that's what I thought. It was a chick thing, but I don't know if it's a chick thing. At the time, I thought that, and lately I've thought it was kind of, I don't know, man. Some people, they say, get married because the literal act of, remember the movie... Muriel's Wedding? Was it? Remember the movie from Australia that busted out that Toni Collette? She was had a great performance in that movie. And Rachel Griffith, I guess it's Muriel's Wedding, is that it? And she just wanted to get married. It wasn't that she wanted to marry a guy and fall in love. Was it? She wanted the act of being married would absolve her of all of her nerdiness and her flakiness and her unpopularity and everything that was she thought was fucked up about her life. Just being married, having the wedding, all this kind of shit. Like it was a mystical rite of passage through which you would purify yourself. The man, the relationship, the future, all, you know, not important. It was the sacrament of marriage. So I wonder if there's some women, I wonder if there's some men. I mean, I wonder if that's just, that's kind of a way that some people think about it. I don't know. How to unlock a car with a string. Okay. It's just incredible. It really is incredible. Just, you know, I can't get into my sound effect files, nothing. It's just, oh well. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. I guess I'll have to do it in two parts. Maybe John Jerryman. John Jerryman's. Where's that song? I know what I gotta do. I gotta do, I have the lawnmower sound effect, and I need to have the, here we go. All right. That sucks. Hedge trimmer here. That's the one we want, baby. Okay, so we got the hedge trimmer. And we got the lawnmower. And then we need karaoke style, YouTube. Meet the heroes you never read about. Oh, here it is. Mile 22. This is what Bob Green was talking about. He's had it. He's all Mark Wahlberged out, man. All right. So here we go.
All right, is the song on?
Yeah, it is.
Ah, here it is, yeah. Yeah. I'm John Jerryman, and this is from West Side Story.
And this is when we opened...
Yeah, at the Risby Theater there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. A magical night. Shit.
Where are the fucking lyrics, bitch? That's what we want, okay? So don't be fucking with me. Lyrics. A boy like that will kill your brother.
Crazy cool, stay cool. gotta rock it up your pocket. Don't slip out.
That's a good track. Let me get the lyrics to this piece of shit then. Hedge trimmer, lawnmower. Lawnmower. I gotta get rid of this lawnmower. Let's get another. New window. We need lyrics to the song Cool with that story. Lyrics. What? Oh my god. I'm gonna fucking dance with this shit. Here we go. Copy. Good. Just keep it cool, boy. Real cool. Test 1, 2, 3. Okay. Now then. Before I go stark raving fucking blind. Where are my glasses? Did I not come downstairs with my glasses? Is that what I'm given to understand? I did not come down here with my fucking glasses. That's the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard of in my life. Hold on. Here's some fucking music, I guess. What is this? Oh, it's the ocean. Never mind. Here, I'll hear the ocean. I'll be right back. God damn it. Is that what I'm given to understand? No glasses? All right. Okay, sorry about that. You want to live in this lousy world? Play it cool. I want to get even. Get cool. I want to bust. Bust cool. Bust cool. Let me tell you something. Jack Palance in West Side Story. Let me tell you something. You bust cool. You understand? 3, 4. No. That's all I want to know about. So tell me, Telly, where's the money? Boy, crazy boy, get cool, boy. Got a rocket in the pocket.
You got a rocket.
Keep computer wave. Keep coolie, cool boy. Don't get hot, cause man, you got some hot times ahead.
You got that right.
Like the old lady's harassing him. What the fuck happened? Did a football player die? Christ on a fucking crutch. This is a high school. Maryland accepts responsibility in death of Jordan McNair. Holy Christ, not another kid dying in the fucking heat. You know, if you accept responsibility, that means that's a massive fucking lawsuit coming your way. It's fine. I don't put a price tag on any of that, but just keep that in mind, man. Boy, crazy boy. All right, man. So what we got here, Dad, I don't need this. I do need this music. I do need, this is going to get printed. Well, what the fuck, Jack? Why isn't that going to print? Oh. You got some hot times ahead. Oh, yeah. No. Close. Delete note. Close. You know what I'm saying to you, man. Close it. Yeah. I got my gardening. My gardening. My song. Or maybe it should be more like this. I got my song, my hedge trimming, my lawnmower. That's the way it rolls out, Jack. As you can see what I just did there, see? Watch. So, say that I need... The first thing I'm going to need is my lawnmower. So the last thing I'm going to need is the song. So the song is the last thing. Then comes the hedge trimmer. And here's the first thing up, the lawnmower. And that's what you got to do when your wave cart machine is fucked and you don't have access to adding sound effects into it. Boy, hoy, hoy, boy. What do we got going on, man? Wow, just in time. Just in time, Daddy-O. Head coach DJ Durkin placed on paid... Head coach is placed on paid administrative leave. Christ on a crutch. This is bad. School accepts mistakes made by training staff in McNair's death. While Marty and Tanya will never get another day with Jordan, Dr. Lowe's words were meaningful to them and give them some comfort that he will put the university on the path to change the culture of the program. Maryland football ain't been shit, right? Am I right or am I wrong? I don't follow college ball that much, but I don't hear Maryland brought up too much when the season comes to an end. It ain't jack shit. Well, now, let me ask a question here, man, before we get too far afield here. What is that, man? Is it the schedule? How many fuck? I don't understand. This is one spot? One promo, one spot? Is it daily? What is it, man? 1 15-second spot. Then we already did it. All right, man. Love, love, love makes me do foolish things. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Testy, testy. 1, 2, 3. Let me see something here, man. Let me check it out, man. Hold on. There you go. Oh, man. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. I think I'm ready to go.